We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us live right now on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Catherine Garcia, mayoral candidate, former city sanitation commissioner. Thank you so much for being with us. I feel like I should be talking with you because it's snowing outside, but that is not the case anymore. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. I know that today you have been focusing on gun violence. I certainly want to talk to that. But in the meantime, there's been some breaking news about the schools and Mayor de Blasio saying that kids do not need to be vaccinated before they go back inside the classrooms. I want to get your hot take on that.
Well, we definitely need kids back in classrooms. And I have been very excited that my 6-year-old niece and my 11-year-old niece have gotten back in. We need kids to be in front of their teachers learning. We know that COVID is not spread by small children. That has been the data over and over again. And we know that kids have been in their classrooms safely at all ages for quite a bit of time now. We have to follow the data because we need those kids to be learning again.
Okay, so you're okay with the no vaccine requirement?
I am okay with the no vaccine requirement because that is what the data shows to be most appropriate.
Okay. Thank you. Let's talk about your gun plan, which you announced just a little while ago. You want to do a bigger rebate if you turn in a gun. Is that correct? Why is that the best incentive for getting guns off the street?
We need people to have money in their pockets to pay the rent and buy food, not to have a gun in the house. Having a higher incentive to return your gun is money well spent. We have to get guns off the street. That is cheaper than having more officers on patrol. So getting the guns off the street is my first priority.
Okay, so how do you do that? Do you expand the buyback programs through just, do you pinpoint certain neighborhoods where you offer the program and offer more money? How do you go about it?
We need to expand the locations where you can actually get the rebate money for returning in a gun. Currently, it's only 10 precincts that do that. It needs to be available much more widely. And then put in place the structure so that when you turn it in, you get the money that we've set.
Right. Now, before you do that, before you get people to give back their guns for money, there's still guns out there. There's still a lot of gun violence in the city. And of course, recently, we've been talking a lot about subway crimes. And yesterday, the transit chief was saying that the best solution to that might be repeat offenders being banned from the subways. What's your solution to making New Yorkers feel safe when they're strap hangers?
We have seen a shocking rise in gun violence, in anti-Asian hate crime, as well as crime on the subways. People need to feel safe in their communities, regardless of the color of their skin, and they need different strategies. You know, we have to have a strong presence in communities where we're seeing a rise in anti-Asian hate crime with officers visible. We have to have mental health professionals embedded with officers when we're talking about subway crime. We have to have real focus on where gun violence is occurring and work closely with our federal partners to stop the flow of guns into the city.
Right.
We have to have the gun violence suppressing unit fully funded.
Right. But do you think we need more cops in the subways?
We need to make sure there is a visible presence in the subway of uniformed officers.
everybody has said that the key, of course, to New York is, you know, making people safe coming to New York. Of course, we were talking about that horrible shooting in Times Square over the weekend. So how do you, Catherine Garcia, candidate for mayor, bring tourists back to New York City?
We are a city that thrives on interactions and tourism and just the joy of being with each other. We have to have a city that is safe in order for all of us to be able to enjoy it and for people to want to come here. And that drives a lot of jobs in this economy. Over 89,000 jobs were lost when the tourism industry closed, basically. But I'm confident that we are going to see tourism come back. This is still the most dynamic city in the world. People are going to want to come here. They're going to want to see a show. They're going to want to go to a restaurant. But they need to feel safe doing it. We can't return to the 70s or 80s where you didn't ride the subway after dark.
Yeah, I have to ask you about politics and about the polls. And I know a lot of people say, well, I don't really look at those. But lately, you know, the polls have been very kind to Andrew Yang. They say he has the right energy to lead New York out of the pandemic. Eric Adams, who we had live on 1010 Wins, you know, they say, well, he's the candidate with a lot of experience. So far in the polls, you haven't been able to crack the double digits. I know you got the nice endorsement from the Times yesterday, but the sentiment expressed in the Times that you're the right candidate for the city, why aren't we seeing that reflected in the polls?
This is a time where New Yorkers are starting to turn towards thinking about the mayoral race. The percentage of undecideds throughout the winter has been enormous, anywhere from like 25 to 50% of the electorate, depending on the poll. This is when we needed to have boots on the ground, doing the outreach that we needed to do, getting our ads up on TV. New Yorkers were not going to think about it until this moment. And I know that the polls will move as we get closer. I think we've had three front runners so far. I'm assuming that that will continue to move around. This is a very open race.
Okay. And we thank you very much for chatting with us live about it. Catherine Garcia, mayoral candidate, New York Times endorsee, former sanitation commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be with you.